And on the June edition of Our Town, we get to speak to two wonderful people that I've had the opportunity to, well, one I've known for many years now, and one I've just got to meet recently, Jennifer Wagner, the executive director over at Whitmore Classical Academy, and Dr. Angelina McKenzie, who is the instructional principal, and we'll find out what that means. But Jennifer, why don't you introduce this wonderful person here?
Yes, I'm so pleased to introduce our new instructional principal for Whitmore Classical Academy, Dr. Angelina McKenzie. She is jumping in with both feet and helping us get our school ready to open in September.
So, Dr. McKenzie, when you first were approached with this, what were your first thoughts about coming to the Oregon coast?
Well, I originally came to the Oregon coast with my husband. We were planning on coming up here to retire, to be closer to his family, who lived just about an hour away from here.
That's pretty cool. So tell me about your background with education a little bit.
So I started out as an elementary teacher. I worked my way up to a middle school administrator and then became an elementary principal and worked at district office. And my last position, I was an elementary PE teacher.
So I'm curious, is the term instructional principal, when you generally hear, well, principal, what does that add to it, or what does that mean?
Well, an instructional principal is actually what I was trained to do 30 years ago. Before, when I was growing up, principals were typically in their offices, and they were task managers. And then there was this movement to have administrators become leaders, instructional leaders, mentoring the teachers, working with the students, not just being isolated in the classroom, but being in the classrooms, knowing the students, and ensuring that the students mastered all the necessary learning skills they were supposed to learn.
So the term hands-on, then, would be the most common one that people would relate to.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Now, let's talk a little bit about the curriculum. What is it about the curriculum that you like?
What I like about it, it's actually what I know. This is how I was trained to teach. Back 30 years ago, we were teaching literacy in every subject, introducing science, social science, health. Everything was with a literacy approach, so listening, speaking, reading, and writing. So when I looked at this, I wasn't actually sure what classical education was. And then looking into it, it's just the same approach we did decades ago, but it now has a new term called classical.
It's just the way some of us went to school.
Exactly.
Yeah, how we learned when we were growing up.
Exactly.
It's interesting that they got so far away from that over time. It's like, well, let's just get them through, you know? But that's not what this is about at all.
No, this is actually taking the students, teaching all of the content standards that Oregon requires through a literacy approach. So if you were to walk into our classrooms, you will see all of our teachers, kindergarten through third grade. They will be reading stories aloud. Students will be listening. They will be dialoguing. The teachers will be leading the instruction. Really what it's about is the teachers get to use their creativity to bring the curriculum to life.
And how important is K through 3 for foundational work for 4 through high school?
It's essential. If students are not able to read before they leave third grade, it's very difficult. And the students then have a difficult time with all their studies. So we are focusing on ensuring all of our students are capable of reading, not just reading with fluency and accuracy. We are expecting them to also comprehend and also be able to take it to the next level to
critical thinking.
Critical thinking, absolutely.
Yeah. Jennifer, when you were doing the search for an instructional principal, what glared out at you about Dr. McKenzie that was like, oh, we got to do this?
Oh, gosh, so many things. We are so fortunate to have her. She has tremendous public school experience, and not just the fact that it's public school experience, but it's a variety of experience, both in leadership, but also in the classroom. So, you know, the experience that she has and the references that spoke to that experience and how well she did in each of those scenarios. We talked to people that were her peers, people that were her superiors, people that she supervised. In each case, the reports were glowing, and they were consistent in their description of her love for children, her love for learning, her love for education, and how she pours her heart and soul into all of it because she loves to see kids succeed. And ultimately, can you ask for anything better than that? She's tremendous, both in her style, but also in her knowledge that she brings and her energy. It's not very many people that would come with this much experience but also be willing to completely pour themselves into a curriculum that is new. The style is familiar, but it is a new curriculum for her, and it's somewhat unique. And she has completely poured herself into it to learn it and to master it and to ensure that it's helping equip our students for success. So all those things together, it's just a winning combination, most importantly for the kids and the tools that she will be instilling in them.
What's a typical day going to look like for students?
Oh, a typical day will be they will enter the school. We will start our day in the morning, meeting in the center room, which we are calling our gathering room. They will meet there. We will then begin with a welcome. So I will lead a welcome. And as time goes on, I see our students becoming leaders and leading all the students in a welcome as well. It could be reading, singing, recitation of poems, or maybe the sounds that we're learning and the spelling patterns. But it can be very unique, and it will actually take its own as we develop our culture.
Kind of take its own form as it gets on. It'll probably adjust and change and
absolutely.
We also will be doing the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. And then we do have our core virtues, which will be kind of cemented in those morning assemblies. How that's going to be done, we're still working on. It's like we said, it's sort of evolving. But just to emphasize the fact that part of what's going to be unique about Whitmore Classical Academy is we are going to emphasize a virtue education, which means a focus on some core virtues, including gratitude, self-control, curiosity, integrity, courage, perseverance, and respect. So those will be taught independent of one another and in conjunction with one another at various times throughout the day. But the foundation of that will always begin in our morning assemblies.
So not just raising good students, but raising good men and women for the future.
Absolutely. Civic engagement and service to the community are both going to be very important tenets of what we teach in our school and to our students. And hopefully we'll just become second nature.
Well, and it's no wonder why you got so involved in mm-hmm. this when you look at Court and Kate and Claire, mm-hmm. you know, embodying those, you know, those virtues, those values. So.
It's just, you know, it's who we are. And I think it's something that we see in successful communities is people that engage and give back and understand that that's something that they're responsible for, something that they should feel a responsibility to. And we're excited to instill that in the kids and show that to them through the example of how our teachers do things, how we do things even in our volunteer program, or even in how we bring the community in, but also then how we go out into the community and serve. It's just going to be integral in what we do.
How, in your educational experience coming up, how do you differentiate between learning styles in students? Because there are different learning styles that kids take on based on how their brains are wired. So how do you adapt that into a core curriculum?
Well, what's exciting about this curriculum is we do get to tap into all that. The auditory learners, the kinesthetic learners, the oratory learners, it all interweaves together. So that's really exciting.
So it's like you can do it. It's like nobody's left behind in the period. You do touch a little bit on everything so that everybody gets a little piece of that.
Absolutely. And then also what's wonderful is we do have an amazing person we've brought on as our special ed teacher and also our literacy support. So her and I will be working together to ensure all of our students are actually learning and they're at their potential. So they're going to get the extra support, mm-hmm. Intervention or acceleration. So all of our students can just strive to be their best.
Interesting. I know that I don't even know if we want to talk about this, but what is the disciplinary platform mm-hmm. for students there?
Well, I'll let Angelina delve into that with a little more detail, but generally speaking, really clear expectations and then follow through on those expectations. She'll get into the nitty-gritty a little bit, but even making it very clear in orientation what those expectations are, and then having that at our parent meetings that we do as a group, making sure our teachers are on the same page, and then we absolutely will be following through as we say we're going to. So.
And it helps to get the parental buy-in too, obviously.
It does.
So
it does.
How about the nitty-gritty, as she said?
So I'm excited to say I've met with actually almost all of our parents and students the last couple weeks. So I'm doing orientations. So I am talking to them about what we expect. And I actually let them know we go by the three C's. So we are clear, we are consistent, and we are caring. And I think when we are using those three C's, we are actually able to provide the best education. So very clear in what our expectations are. We do expect our teachers to do their best in teaching, and we're able to do that when students are coming to school prepared and ready to learn.
So your mom, Kate King,
yes,
was talking to me at the open house that they had, and they were like, it's a tight window, but you think you're going to make it. How is it coming along now? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they go, well, I never see any trucks outside. I said, well, they're working inside.
Yeah. Well, most of the work is being done inside for sure, and it is certainly a tight window, but we are working very closely with both our architect team and our contractors, and they have a clear understanding of what our expectation is to get school opened on September 8th. So
the three C's work with them as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, and kind of our core virtues too. We are working with a tremendous group of people in that building, and we have our superintendent working 4 days on site. He's actually working in the building, not in an outside office. So he's seeing and hearing all the things going on. He's constantly troubleshooting. So it's pretty exciting. And we're so pleased that they've been so committed to our getting opening on time. So we just are in there every day making sure and answering the questions as quickly as we can and being very efficient.
Are you concerned about traffic when things get open up, or is you
no.
have a no?
You got We're that. Really confident with the traffic. We're going to have less traffic than Rite Aid had ultimately. There are little windows with drop off that people were concerned about, but we have quite a large area for stacking cars and a really good plan for it. And we've always said if we need to adjust, if it's something unforeseen, we will. And that's what's beautiful about a charter school is you have that adaptability. We will even stagger times if we need to. At this point, we think we're pretty comfortable with the plan that we've laid out in the traffic study we've done that won't be a problem.
Opening day?
September 8th.
September 8th. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Wagner, Angelina McKenzie, thank you so much. And good luck.
Thanks.
Exciting. Thank you.
It's going to be great.
Up next, Wayne Sharp has a conversation with Judy Fliegel on this edition of Our Town.